Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
What's up? Welcome to Build Your Tribe.
Welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday. We're sitting together.
Which is unique, rare.
Which is rare, yeah. Usually we do this virtually if we ever do an episode together. Usually we just do solo, though.
Yeah, because you're in one state and I'm in another state and we divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm, but we're actually together and we're actually co-hosting right now.
Today's agenda is, first of all, what the algorithm is. How do you beat the algorithm or overcome it or use it to your advantage? Like, basically, what do you do with it? How to increase your reach. We're going to talk about what counts as engagement and how to boost engagement, all of that. But let's start by
showing what it looks like.
Yeah, explaining what the algorithm is.
And we've shared this with you guys before, but yeah. You know, although so much has changed on Instagram, this is something that has not changed. And just, I think if you can understand this concept, it will always help you know how to evaluate your content. So if you just keep this in mind, that the algorithm isn't a person up at headquarters who's trying to mess with your life. The algorithm is simply a reflection of what Instagram has determined you want to see or what people want to see. And it's artificial intelligence that's sorting through content to deliver to you those things that you're engaging with the most. And so it does this when you make a post. Right. Mm-hmm. So you just post something up. Instagram says, okay, we're going to show this to this person's mega homies, like those five people who comment on everything that you post the second you post it. You know who I'm talking about. So it's immediately going to show it to your homies. And if your homies engage with it, if they like it, they comment, they share all the things, then it's going to be like, oh, okay, their closest people like it. Let's see if the people who pretty regularly comment, but not every time. Let's see what they think. Mm-hmm. And if those people all engage, then it's going to be like, you know what? This is going well. Let's push it out to even more people who might know this person. And if they comment and like, then Instagram says, you know what? Now we might be able to share this. Like, let's see what happens to this piece of content if we put it on the Explore page. Mm-hmm. And that's when you start to reach new people. Mm-hmm. A new post never immediately goes to new people. Mm-hmm. Its first testing is with those people who are already following you. Mm-hmm. Period, end of subject. Mm-hmm. So if the people who are already following you aren't engaging with the content, you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to get new people.
Yeah. Here's what that looks like. You make a new post, Instagram shows it to a small percentage of your followers, and only a few of them like or engage or comment. And there's a wide variety of reasons for this. There's so many different reasons why someone might not engage, but for whatever reason, people don't engage. So then Instagram's like, well, this isn't very good. So we're not going to push that out to more people. We're going to only show it to a few more people. But then guess what happens? Simple math. If less people are seeing it, even less people can engage with it. And if less people are seeing it, then they're going to show it to less people next time. And that means even less people are engaging with it. So either way, you are basically rolling like a snowball rolling downhill.
Yeah.
You're either rolling downhill in the right direction or you're rolling downhill in the wrong direction.
Basically. And the worst part is if you're like your homies, the people who like adore you, if they're not engaging, they're not going to see your post either. And then eventually, if you think that you've been shadow banned, it turns into total crickets.
Yeah.
And it's not that these people aren't liking your content. They won't even be shown it anymore.
Yeah. And so this is why people always think they're shadow banned, because then they make a post and they're like, I have 400 followers, but only 20 people saw this. Well, only 20 people saw it because over a period of months and years, the algorithm, which is very smart, it learned that people aren't going to engage with your content. So over time, your audience will either see an increase or you, I guess, will see either an increase or a decrease in engagement. And as you kind of just learned, basically, engagement comes from reach and vice versa. So if you're getting more engagement, you're going to get more reach. Mm-hmm. And if you're reaching more people, well, then of course, even more people are engaging with it. And the opposite is true. If not a lot of people are engaging, it's not going to be shown to a lot of people. So less engagement, less reach. And you can see that.
I think the most important takeaway is if you want to reach more people, You have to get people to engage fast.
Yeah.
Fast.
Yeah.
Does this mean I should tag people? No. It means you've got to create content. Mm-hmm. Period. End of subject. Content that people are like, I need to say something. I need to comment on this. I need to share this. You want to create content that people feel compelled to do something with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want you to think about this for a second. Guess how many posts are made every second of every day on Instagram? Do you know this number? How many posts are made per second on Instagram?
No, I want to write down so I don't forget it.
Okay.
Okay, go. Tell me.
1,000. Over 1,000 posts per second on Instagram.
I would think it's even higher than
that. It probably is, but it's over 1,000 posts per second on Instagram.
Okay.
And so if there's over 1,000 posts per second, you need an algorithm to see the content. You need an algorithm to filter out what's good and what's not. So it's not cruel. It's the algorithm literally trying to help us as consumers so that we see the things we want to see. And it's not perfect, but I would argue it's necessary. But let's talk about what even counts as engagement.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people assume it's just likes. It is not just likes. Mm-hmm. It involves far more than that. So in addition to likes, it's DMs, it's comments, it's people who save your posts, it's people who share your posts to their stories. It's the amount of time that people are spending to read your post. Mm-hmm. It is the amount of
views on your stories, on your lives. It's stories interactions. There's an algorithm for stories as well, and more. In fact, the Instagram algorithm tracks 50,000 different data points. Most people just think of the big four being likes, comments, saves, and shares, but Instagram tracks a lot. They track a lot, and we don't say that to overwhelm you because we want to make it really simple and say that most of all, Instagram just cares about one thing. Instagram cares about one kind of engagement. And I think it's going to surprise you. It's time on platform.
If you can keep people on the platform, Instagram is going to show people your content. Here's an example. Mm-hmm. I didn't like even one post, nail post yesterday.
Okay.
Not even one. But I spent probably 30 minutes looking at different nail art because I was trying to pick out like a design for today. I didn't like one photo. I didn't even leave one comment. But today my explore page is all nail art.
Yeah.
Because Instagram knows where I was spending time.
Yeah.
It realized that because it was showing me nail art, it kept me on the platform for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So Instagram isn't just saying like, okay, are people liking and commenting? It's paying attention to like, okay, when Brock posts this type of content, every time, let's just hypothetically, every time Brock posts something about, let's just say the vaccine, it gets a lot of engagement. Well, then that's probably going to show up again. Or if it notices that every time Brock does a post about, say, our Insta Club Hub, it gets low engagement. Instagram isn't just looking at what he's posting. It's looking at the comments. It's looking at how long people are staying on it. Mm-hmm. It's scanning the post for the text that you're using. It's scanning your caption and it's scanning your hashtags. It's looking at everything.
Mm-hmm. It's tracking all of that data. And like we said, most of all, it cares about the time that you're spending with it. So you could have all of your followers like your post. I made a post this morning. I was talking about like what not to post. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people were like, well, when I post pictures of my kids or vacations, it gets a lot of likes. And I'm sure it does. Because when that comes up on your feed, you're like, oh, cute. Double tap and you just keep scrolling. You don't spend a lot of time with it. You're just like, oh, cute. They're on vacation. Double tap and scroll. So it might get a lot of likes. It might get a lot of comments. It might get a lot of engagement. But people aren't spending time with it. And so Instagram ultimately won't push it out to more people. What Instagram cares about most is the time that people are spending with your post. And because they're spending more time with your post, they're spending more time on the Instagram platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about ways to boost engagement. If that's ultimately how you get seen by more people, how do we actually boost it? So first of all, you should post at the optimal time. And when I put optimal in quotes, let me say a few things about this. Number one, there is no one universal optimal time.
Correct.
Right? Like there's no one, hey, everyone post at 5:17 in the morning and it's the best time. There's no best time. We all have a different audience. Your audience is different than my audience, is different than every single person on here. So here's how to find out when your audience is on Instagram. But basically it's four steps. First, you're just going to go to your profile. Then you can tap your insights in the upper right-hand corner, or it's also right there in the middle of your page. Then tap total followers, which is again in the middle of your page. And then scroll down to the bottom And right there, you will see the most active times. You will see when your audience is active, and you can filter through the different days and hours. It's broken up into like 3-hour segments of when your audience is most active. And it's not in Pacific time. I just want to say that before we go any further. Everyone always thinks it's in Pacific time. It's in whatever time zone you are in. We've spoken directly with Instagram staff. It's in whatever time zone you're in. When is the best time to post? Post before your peak time, but most of all, just test, right?
Right. You know, it's a combination of looking at your insights and then also looking at your own personal trends. Mm-hmm. So take a look at when you post, take a look at what your insights say. So the same is pretty much true for me. But what we do know is you just look statistically speaking, if the later you post, the fewer people you're going to reach.
Yeah. People are just, they're logging off, right?
You might still reach them because if it's a great post and it really takes off, then Instagram's going to show it to people when they wake up too. Mm-hmm. But Instagram's going to show it to people if they're interested in it. Mm-hmm. But the most important time is the moment you post it. Mm-hmm. So if you're diminishing the likelihood that a lot of people are going to see it because you're posting later in the day, you're diminishing your chances of that post kind of taking off.
Mm-hmm. I think another great point that you kind of just made that I want to add on to is, let's say you've found that your best time to post, you've done some research, you've done some testing, and you found that your best time to post is 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. But you know that at 7:15, that's when you start work for the day. Mm-hmm. So you can't really go on Instagram after 7:15.
Yeah.
Maybe for you, it'd be better to post a little bit earlier where you yourself can stay a little bit more active yourself, because you don't want to post and ghost. You don't want to just post and sign off. Have you figured out your best time to post? Do you have a single best time?
For me, it's around 5 p.m.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I say that, but that's usually when I do post.
Mm.
So I just don't have enough intel of posting at other times.
Yeah.
Because I don't post as often as you do.
Yeah, I've done some testing. For me, I rarely post in the evening. I should probably do it more and test it more. But for me, it's almost the earlier the better. Mm. Like if I post at like 5:30, that's why
a.m.?
Yeah, which is like, luckily, I usually wake up around like 6 a.m. I literally just wake up and I post my reels. The first thing I do. But like when we were on the East Coast in the Airstream, it was nice because I could wake up at 6 a.m. and that's like 3 a.m. California time, you know, so I got to post earlier. But anyways, that just goes to show you that, you know, everyone's best time is different.
Yep.
Tip number two to boost engagement is to share your post to your story. You should always share your post to your story, but more specifically, share it to your story with a reason to click on your post or a reason to engage. So this was one that I did today. I shared my reel to my story and I added, help me. So I was asking for people's help. I wasn't just saying, go comment. I said, help me turn the comments section into a list of what not to post. Mm. So it kind of got people's creative juices flowing. And this might not be a call to action you want to use if it's your first ever time trying this, but get people engaged and use your story to do it. Tip number three
is ask a question. And more specifically, because I know we, especially our Insta Clubbers, you guys know to ask a question in your caption. But what we've learned is that people are spending less and less time reading captions. How many times have you commented or liked a Instagram post and you never read the caption? You're like, I just don't have time. I'm going to go through this carousel. I'm going to watch this reel, but I don't have time to read the caption, or I just don't like reading. So everybody, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that should tell you, and I don't know what statistically, what percentage of people are not reading captions, but it's very high and getting higher.
Yeah.
Which means your question isn't going to be seen. That's why it's really important trying to boost engagement. Have the question show up in your reel. Have the question show up at the last slide of your carousel. Have the question or your CTA show up in the content.
I did poll my audience recently, and I think it was 41% of people either never or rarely read the full caption. And it was something like 80-something percent only sometimes do it. Like a very, very small percentage of people always read the caption.
Yeah.
So that's just to say, like, if you're burying your call to action or your question down at the bottom of your caption, people are never going to get there. You know, a very small percent of people are. Number four, reply to comments with a follow-up question. Basically, start a conversation.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you're on a first date and someone's like, so where'd you grow up? You're not just gonna be like, California, and stare at them. What's your favorite food? Steak. And just stare at, like, ask a follow-up question and start that conversation.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work.
Not always.
But it's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Number five, encourage these two kinds of engagement specifically. And my mom can explain why. Encourage likes and shares. Why likes?
Well, likes are easy because right. anyone can tap. It takes 2 seconds. Shares, people have to, they got to think about like, does this really relate to my audience? Mm-hmm. How does this reflect on me if yeah. I share this? What's in it for me?
Yeah.
Or maybe better stated, what's in it for my followers if I share this person's content? Is there any benefit to my followers? Because if there's not any benefit to someone's followers, they're probably not going to share it. Mm-hmm. You've got to encourage both those things, because if you don't encourage them, it doesn't happen. Like every realtor knows, you've got to ask for the referral. Mm-hmm. And this is literally asking for a referral.
Yeah. And shares are so valuable because shares directly lead to more views. Right? The only way to consistently get more views or get shown to more people,
especially new people,
without relying on the algorithm, is shares. So I know we're talking about the algorithm, but if you want to work outside the algorithm, you want to beat it or overcome it, you have to get shares, mm-hmm. right? Because a share, Instagram can't like determine who's going to see the share. If I send my mom something, she will see it. So when someone shares your content, it guarantees at least one other person.
And what's really cool about those shares is, you know, what we try to teach in Insta Club Hub is it's not about just getting followers. It's not like the end game isn't like, how many more followers can I get? Ultimately, your business is going to grow if you get the right people to follow you. And by the right people, I mean people who need what it is you have or what it is you're teaching, sharing, posting to Instagram. So when someone who's already following you because of your niche mm-hmm. shares your content, you're going to get people who are already the ideal avatar. So it's like one of the best ways to get targeted followers mm-hmm. is when your existing followers tell their followers about your content.
Make your calls to action simple and clear. The more complex it is, the more you're asking people to write long responses. Like, sure, you know, people might spend more time writing a paragraph, but how many people are actually going to write the paragraph?
What is the number one CTA that you get the most engagement from?
That's a good question. I think mine is probably asking people to save my content.
Oh.
When I post something super educational and I'm like, save this. Because people just save mindlessly. They save as easily as they like. So people just save it. I mean, likes too, but I rarely use a call to action specifically for likes. I usually do share.
What about what kind of a comment will?
A comment? Is easy. Oh, if I tell people to comment like a keyword, when I tell people, hey, comment this keyword below, 600-700 comments with just that one keyword.
What works great for me is I give them an emoji. So I'll say, drop the muscle emoji if you agree, or drop the heart if you can relate. So they don't even have to come up with a phrase or a word. It takes them no time. Yeah. And, you know, people don't have much time.
Yeah.
And those all count as comments.
Yep. All comments count. There used to be this myth floating around that it had to be 3 words or more, or people had to watch your video for a certain amount of seconds. Views count as soon as the video begins playing, and comments count regardless of how long the comment is.
You know what other comments count as well?
What?
The Bitcoin comments.
The Bitcoin. Yeah. The spammers who are like, I made $17,000 trading Forex with Susan B. Anthony. And it's like,
they write really long comments. They do. Too, and they suck me in. I'm like, oh, wait, what is this person writing about me? They're like, I just want to say, like, I get these comments from spammers. They're like, I just want to say, without you, I don't know what I would do. And I'm just like, I get all like sucked in. I'm like, oh my God, who is this person writing about me?
They're so
who is
funny.
This person? And then I'm like, oh, it's about your wise wealth investor, Miss Maria wealth or whatever. I'm like, I fall for it every time.
It's funny. It's funny. Engage with those people. My followers love it when I like, when someone leaves a spam comment and engage with them.
Oh yeah.
I know Lucas O'Keefe made it a thing on his page where whenever someone comments a spam comment like that, he just says, bruh. Oh. Like he just responds with bruh. And then everyone goes and like, they like it and they laugh at it. So you can turn these spam comments into extra bonus additional engagement. Like use it all up.
Hey, it counts.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, final tip to boost your engagement is to comment on other people's posts, specifically in your industry. So you can comment outside of your industry. We highly encourage and we really appreciate when you comment on our pages, but specifically comment on people in your industry or in your niche. Stay engaged, because Instagram is called social media.
Mm-hmm.
First word is social. If you want to increase your engagement, you have to be social.
there's some big changes that are coming down the pipeline in 2022. Mm-hmm. Some accounts are already seeing these things. Maybe you guys have already seen it, but those changes are going to make it easier, hopefully, fingers crossed, for Instagram to recommend people for you to follow. And they're going to do that based on what they're, what other interactions they're seeing. So interactions with other accounts is going to be really important.
So if you're in, let's say, the fitness niche, you should engage with other people in that industry and in that niche. And then Instagram's like, oh, they're a part of that community. Instagram is big on communities and these groups who engage with each other. So if you look at my comment section, it's filled with other people who are helping people grow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And that's because they're trying to get themselves into this community, mm-hmm. right? So engage with other people and it builds the community that we're all looking for on Instagram.
Thanks for being here. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. Rock, how do you end the podcast?
I say, and always, happy networking.
Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.